John Molinaro, chief soccer reporter, Sportsnet, joins us. John, thanks very much for being with us. How important is it for TFC, John? That I know the team has plenty of time. They're full of confidence. The roster is loaded. We get all that. But end of the day, the win over Orlando has got to be a big one, no?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, Orlando is one of the teams that they're trying to chase down in the Eastern Conference. They're off to a very good start of the season themselves. So, you know, in light of the fact that, you know, the Reds were winless in their previous two games, you know, it was important to get this one just to close the gap on the chosen on the pack that they're chasing, and probably just to give the fans at home something to cheer about as well, because it's been kind of hit or miss this season. So it was an important win, but, you know, as you alluded to, I don't know that it was critical just because there is so much time left in the season.
That's fair enough. Now, as far as the fans go, that's one thing, but I got to believe the players' confidence never, you know, really shakes at all, John, because one thing this team has done has won a lot of big matches over the last year and a half. Take it 2 years if you go back to making it to the MLS Cup final last year. So no lack of confidence and a belief, too, that once all the injured players get back, I mean, it's going to be a completely different scenario.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, there was no sort of sense of relief when, you know, talking to Coach Greg Vanney after the game or when we went in the locker room to talk to the players. It was, you know, just kind of business as usual. I think they realize how good that they are. I think they also understand that, you know, they haven't quite played up to potential in the MLS season for different variety of reasons thus far. But that, you know, they're slowly getting healthy, and once they kind of bring in these healthy bodies back, that you know, regular service will resume. So again, I mean, it was pretty muted. I don't think you know, they were particularly worried at all about this. So just another just another day at the office for them, really.
Yeah, another day indeed. John Molinaro joining us, chief soccer reporter at Sportsnet. TFC defeating Orlando City, trying to move up as they get ready for more games coming up, schedule getting busy. What's the latest report card, the health side of this team, and how long before we can say they're at least back to being mainly healthy, John?
I would say probably the middle of June. You know, Jozy Altidore is still on crutches after undergoing foot surgery, so he's probably going to be out, you know, like another month. Nico Hassler, the Liechtenstein midfielder, is probably another week or possibly two away. Justin Morrow, you know, left fullback, who's I think one of the best fullbacks in the league, is probably another week or two away. But it's encouraging that, you know, guys like Chris Mavinga, Eric Zavaleta, you know, returned in the last week, and that Nick Haglund, another defender, is probably going to return to full training next week. So, you know, they're getting there. Probably not until you know, the World Cup break, actually, which is in the middle of June, where they'll have everyone back and fully fit.
Let's talk about some of the Canadians who made the impact in the win over Orlando City. Jay Chapman, Ryan Telfer scoring the goals, and Telfer in particular, John, getting the goal, the winner in the 87th minute, rookie from Mississauga. First career goal. Had to be a big thrill for him without any question. And where does he figure into the team's plans?
Well, I think he's, you know, he's kind of been called into, you know, to start and play a variety of different positions as TFC has dealt with his injury crisis. He's, you know, naturally a left-sided player on the midfield, but he's played mostly as a left defender so far. You know, yesterday he was playing more in his natural midfield position, and I thought, you know, aside from the goal, which was spectacular, and he took it really well, aside from that, I thought he was the best player on the pitch by far for Toronto, just really attacking intent. You know, was involved in a great one-on-one matchup with Orlando defender Will Johnson, who's a veteran, used to play for Toronto, and I thought he won that battle quite handily. So, yeah, I think he's, you know, someone who gives Coach Greg Vanney another option. Obviously, when everyone is fully fit, I can't see him getting that much time, but he's, you know, I think he has the promise of being, you know, a pretty good depth player and someone that they can call off the bench, you know, or to fill in for in case of injury, in case they need it.
Now, Dallas next week for this team, next up on the dance card, but it's the division opponents that will make it interesting, and you can certainly move up in the standings a lot quicker by beating some of them. We've talked about this before. Columbus Crew coming up shortly, New York City FC, I believe, later in June, TFC will see, but it's Atlanta leading the way. Atlanta, New York, and Columbus, and of course Orlando was in fourth spot, which made that win all that much more important and impressive for TFC. Do they have a target? Is there one of or two of those teams that they you expect to be the biggest threat for TFC? Or is TFC's jump up the standings, John, still more about TFC than it is any other team, regardless of who it may be?
No, I think that's exactly right, Roger. It's just about them. I think, you know, we were talking to Greg earlier in the week. He was, you know, sort of questioning him about whether, you know, finishing first place is out of the question now just because they've fallen so far back and they get a first-round playoff berth by. And he's like, you know what, we're not concerned with that. We're just concerned, and it's cliched, I know, but just taking it one game at a time, trying to win 90 minutes at a time. And if that, you know, we can do that, then, you know, the rest will take care of itself. So I think they're just focused on that. I think they're just really kind of focused on themselves. They're not even really thinking about, you know, Atlanta and New York and Columbus and Orlando. Certainly when those games come up against those conference rivals, they're important games and they want to win them because they're direct, you know, opponents and they want to close the gap on them. But I don't think they're looking at it as, well, we, you know, this is who we got to catch. I think they're just really kind of focused on their on themselves and their own game and how they have to improve.
Interesting indeed. John Molinaro is with us. John, we got a couple of minutes. Let's talk about the FA Cup with Chelsea getting the win over Man U. Man U in second in the Premier League this year and certainly are coming back up, but a disappointing loss for them. And Chelsea certainly, you know, I didn't see the match, but tell us your thoughts on that.
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of, I wouldn't say it wasn't exactly a thrilling affair. It was kind of pedestrian at times. You know, I thought Chelsea on the balance of play were, you know, slightly better and produced more. Talked to Jose Mourinho after the game, and apparently he told English media that he thought his team was the better side and that, you know, they were deserved winners. But that's just Jose Mourinho. He's, you know, notoriously a bad sport. Yeah, I mean, it was, as I said, kind of a nondescript final. I mean, good for Chelsea. I think they really needed to win this just to salvage the season, because it was really poor by their standards, not finishing in the top four. So they're not going to be in Champions League next year. And this after, you know, they were the Premier League champions last year. So I think they were, you know, this was something that they really needed to do, just as I said, to salvage their season. Whereas Man United, you know, I mean, they were the second best team in the Premier League this season behind Man City. That's not a bad thing. You know, Man City, it was just a juggernaut this year. So I think any team would have been hard-pressed to catch them. But Man United, you know, you take Man City out of the equation, they were the best team in the Premier League this year. You know, I'm sure they would definitely would have liked to have won this, but I don't think it makes or breaks their season either way.
Well, best season since Sir Alex's time period, and without a trophy again, but you're right, it certainly was from that standpoint. And then there's Liverpool, of course, who with an opportunity in the Champions League, you know, to salvage their kind of Premier League season coming up on the weekend as well. Talk to us about that for a minute or two.
Yeah, that'll be an interesting one. You know, obviously Real Madrid, you know, not to take anything away from them, because I think they're a fantastic team, but you know, I think they got here to this final, you know, not necessarily playing their best soccer throughout the competition, but that's the mark of a great team. Even when you don't play well or not up to your high standards, you still find a way to win. You know, in Liverpool, I don't know that there's a better, hotter goal scorer in the world right now than Mohamed Salah, you know, the Egyptian forward who was just outstanding in his debut season for Liverpool this year. You know, a goal-scoring machine. He's going to be one to watch at the World Cup this summer. So it'll be interesting to see how, you know, I think he's very much carried them to a large extent to get to this point. It'll be interesting to see, you know, whether he can continue that in Liverpool in the final against Real Madrid. That's not to suggest he doesn't have a very good supportive cast. He does. But I do think he is the fulcrum by which a lot of which, you know, good thing that at Liverpool happens. He's just, you know, the focal point of that attack. So it's a big game for him against, you know, a two-time defending European champions. Should be a good game.
We should be a good game and a lot of fun indeed. Liverpool was fourth in the Premier League, Chelsea fifth. Chelsea has a trophy. Liverpool has a chance at one. Man U trophyless, but a second-place finish with 81 points behind that juggernaut Man City team. So interesting time indeed for soccer fans. And TFC back in action Friday against Dallas at BMO Field. John Molinaro, chief soccer reporter at Sportsnet, joining us to chat about it all. And John, always great to have you on the show. Thank you.
No problem, Roger. Enjoy your weekend.